Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. We've begun to look at the second letter of Peter and just to be able to see some of the things that God laid on Peter's heart to share with believers. And towards the end of chapter 1, Peter's been talking about the authenticity, the absolute confidence that we can have in the Old Testament prophets, that they were truly speaking the word of God. And he said that because in chapter 2, he needs to point out to us that there are false prophets. Just as there are true men of God and women of God who proclaim the truth, there are those who actually you cannot rely upon what they say. They bring false teaching, lies, and in fact, these lies are destructive, and they cause the gospel to come into disrepute. These people propounding these lies are often exploiting, and they're corrupt, and Peter's going to be very tough and very strong. He said, if God didn't spare angels when they sinned but sent them to hell, well then he's not going to overlook those who perpetuate lies and falsehood, especially in the body of Christ. And he talks about people like Noah having to stand up against a tide of evil and vileness in his day. And he talks about the time of Sodom and Gomorrah and Abraham's challenges with that, and especially over his nephew Lot, who was caught up in the midst of it all. And what he's saying is God's got a track record of dealing with sin and unrighteousness. And he isn't going to change his mind. He's not going to let people off. He's not like... sometimes when people grow older, they may grow more tolerant. They may let things go that when they were younger, they were vigilant to deal with. And now God's consistent. Right down the centuries, right up to the present day, he will deal with that which is wrong. And Peter just wants to, again, really emphasize the false prophets and false teachers. You mustn't have a kind of a false compassion. Oh, there, never mind. It's not so serious. He's saying, no, it's a very, very serious issue. He says these people are springs without water, mist driven by a storm, black as darkness is reserved for them. It's very, very tough language. But I think that just as good teaching, thorough teaching, biblical teaching, can build and strengthen and deepen people in their faith, that which is false has the absolute opposite effect. So really, that's what he's explaining in this chapter, and he's making it extremely clear that people who are involved in this sort of activity, they will have to give an account to God. He says it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then turn their backs on the sacred command. The influence really there is that he's talking about people not just who were false from the beginning, but he's talking about people who perhaps at one point in time in life were sharing the truth. But after a season, they've started to really, really wander astray. Well, I'm going to pause there because I think we ought to have some worship. And after that, my good friend Patrick will join me to look a little bit more at this chapter.
told me that this morning I've added just so many things, but he told me all I need is him. All I need is Jesus, and when I finally understood this, peace from heaven filled my soul, 'cause that is all I need to know.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the second letter of Peter, chapter 2. Now, reading through this letter, this chapter, Richard, it's quite a shock, really, because here Peter is using very, very strong words against false prophets. It's as though, well, I presume there must have been some kind of issue, some kind of people, the false prophets at the time, who were potentially causing chaos in this early church.
Yes, indeed. It's so sad that false teaching didn't sort of take a long while to emerge.
No.
It was there quite early on and very strong. And I guess that's partly why Peter is kind of, let's get hold of this quick, because otherwise it'll just spread.
Mm.
We need to deal with it now.
Mm. I suppose the question which obviously comes to mind is, do we have false prophets today?
I believe so. I think that nothing changes. God is changeless, but in terms of human behaviour, in terms of life in the church, there are those who are faithful and there are those who are unfaithful. And maybe sometimes some of the false truths are very subtle, and they may have the appearance of being okay. A deeper examination shows not so.
Mm. I suppose people who are false teachers, false prophets today, don't set out to destroy people's faith. Maybe are well-intentioned, but actually don't really know what they're doing.
I'm sure that's true of some. It's a difficult thing, because we have to be vigilant. We have to be protective to the body of Christ. And I think we have to listen very carefully, get to know someone's heart. I mean, there's that passage in Acts about Apollos and Priscilla and Aquila. he wasn't a false teacher, but they kind of felt, there's something that's not quite right. And they took him to one side and helped him. Now, if someone's teachable, that's great. But of course, some false prophets are absolutely unwilling to receive any correction.
Yeah.
They're very dangerous.
Mm. Of course, what we have today, which Peter didn't have in his day, was the internet, where anybody can say anything. because it's on the internet, it tends to have that sense of authority about it. Do you think this modern technology has made the problem worse?
I would say no, because I think that we have an incredibly evil foe, and he would be trying everything. So I'm sure he uses the internet for bad, but he'd have found other ways, sadly. So it's not just the internet.
Okay. So how do you discern then? How do you discern the false from the true? I'm thinking of, you know, an ordinary believer, maybe in a remote situation, who does, you know, read different things on the internet and hears different teachings. How do you discern which is true and which is false?
Well, I think that the first thing to look at is, how is this person talking about Jesus? Because when someone is lifting up Jesus, honouring Jesus as truly man and truly God, the only saviour, not just one of many, but unique and special, that's the first thing. That is key. I think the second thing is someone who clearly has a good grasp of Scripture, and you can see that when they're sharing Scripture, they're not just sort of like locked into one thing. They can look to any part of the Scripture and bring the same message. I think that's something else which helps us to keep on track. Consistent expository teaching, interpreting the Bible with the Bible, Jesus in the centre, these are keys.
So there's a degree of discernment required, really, on the part of the believer to know what is right and what is wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
real discernment. Yeah.
OK, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the second letter of Peter in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.